The next day at work, I felt nervous but determined. I had spent the night organizing my notes and evidence, ready to defend myself. As soon as I arrived, I got an email from HR requesting another meeting. My stomach churned, but I gathered my things and headed to the office. This time, it was just me, the company lawyer, and HR. My boss was notably absent. They told me they had reviewed my routes and credit card statements. They acknowledged that everything seemed to match up with what I had said, but they still had to take the accusation seriously. I asked if they could tell me who accused me, but they refused, saying it was confidential. They did, however, explain that the employee felt uncomfortable and believed she was being followed. They asked if I had any other ideas about why she might think that. I took a deep breath and told them about the woman who often left at the same time as me and how our routes might overlap. I explained that I never intended to follow anyone, and I was simply going home. I even showed them a map I had printed out, highlighting my typical routes. The lawyer and HR seemed to consider my explanation. They said they would need to talk to the employee again and verify everything. They assured me they would handle it as quickly as possible, but I could tell it was going to take some time. Feeling a little better, I went back to my desk and tried to focus on my work. But it was hard not to think about what might happen. What if they believed her over me? What if this affected my chances at the government job? The worry gnawed at me. Later that day, my boss finally came to talk to me. He said he understood how frustrating this was and that he believed in my innocence. He advised me to stay calm and cooperative, and to continue documenting everything just in case. Days passed, and I kept to my regular routine while being extra careful not to cross paths with the woman who had accused me. I saw her a few times in the hallway, but I made sure to avoid eye contact and quickly walked in the opposite direction. Finally, after what felt like an eternity, HR called me back in. They told me that after further investigation, they found no evidence to support the accusation. The woman who made the complaint was informed, and they assured her that she was safe. Relief washed over me, but I was still angry. Angry that this had happened in the first place, and that my privacy had been invaded. But at least it was over. For now. As I left the office, my boss patted me on the back and said, "Let's put this behind us and get back to work." I nodded, but I knew it wouldn't be that easy. The whole experience had changed how I felt about my job and my coworkers. Trust had been shaken, and it would take time to rebuild. That night, as I walked to my car, I felt a sense of freedom I hadn't felt in weeks. I had survived the ordeal, and now it was time to move forward. I still had my log and my notes, just in case. But for now, I was ready to focus on my future and put this whole mess behind me.